Blog Talk Radio.
As I prepared to present today's word on Wednesday, I came across a passage of scripture, and I'll read it for you from the Amplified Bible. But this passage of scripture really jumped out and spoke to me, especially in this time of racial and classist unrest in our nation. In the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 3, Daniel says, "And I set my face to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplications, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, who keeps covenant, mercy, and loving kindness with those who love him and keep his commandments? We have sinned and dealt perversely and done wickedly and have rebelled, turning aside from your commandments and ordinances." And I'm going to stop right there. As a matter of fact, in the 9th chapter of the book of Daniel, it really talks to us today. Even though it was written thousands of years ago, it really speaks to our human condition even now in 2015. So many of us were excited as 2014 was coming to a close. Many of us did not even realize that a whole year had gone by just that fast. And as we experienced bereavement in our families, death in society with entertainers, actors, sports figures, politicians, and even the common person that we came across in our daily walk, as soon as we got closer and closer to December 31st, we began to find ourselves and listening to others and even reading on social media about New Year resolutions, about things that we want to change. And then we became lambasted. We became inundated by reports of violence amongst two communities, two racial communities, and now the unrest that continues to abide. Everyone looking over their shoulder, everyone looking around, waiting to see who will be next. Who will be next? Let's look at this real quickly. "I set my face to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes." When you're looking for an answer, when you're looking for relief and resolvement, when you're looking for peace, sometimes you will do almost anything to get the attention of God, because the things that are happening around us have our attention now. We can't turn on the television without hearing about murders, homicides, assaults, everything that is just as negative as possibly can be. So now it has our attention. So now we find ourselves wanting to grab the attention of God. God, you've got to hear us. God, save us. God, deliver us. God stay the hand of death. God, oh, God, we need you now. We need you to survive. We need you now. Not another second, not another moment, not an hour nor another day, but we need you most. Daniel said, I set my face to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplications. We pray, and then we continuously pray. We are continuously talking to God, the supplications. We're making pleadings. Oh God, please, you got to. We plead to God so much. And then we tack on fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. The fasting, many people are now latching on to what they call the Daniel fast. Oh, we're going to Daniel fast at the beginning of the year of 2015, on January 1 or January the 5th. We're going into 21 days of consecration. We'll fast for so many days. And then with sackcloth and ashes, which in one regard, it shows that we will put off our finery. We'll put off, ladies will put off their St. John knits. Men will pull off their Steve Harvey suits, their gaiters, their meslins, the crocodiles, all of the finery. But you can do all of that and still carry over the same junk, the same attitude, the same mindset of the previous year. But Daniel said, I prayed to the Lord and made confession by saying, O Lord, you are the great and dreadful God who keeps a covenant, who keeps mercy, and keeps loving kindness with those who love you and keep your commandments. Do we really love the Lord? Do we really intend to keep his commandments? One of the greatest commandments that he has given us is that we should love the Lord our God completely. How do we love the Lord? We don't just love the Lord on Sunday morning by putting on our finery, by coming into the church house and standing with our arms lifted and extended towards the sky and singing songs. That's not how we love the Lord. We love the Lord in our daily walk, not by the giving of gifts, not by the turning of favors, but we love the Lord in our vertical relationship with our fellow man. Whites loving blacks, blacks loving whites, Americans loving Russians, Japanese, Latinos, everybody extending love one toward the other. Because how can we say we love God and hate our brother whom we see every day? We don't even see God in the physical sense. We have to learn how to love each other. Verse 5, Daniel says, we have sinned and dealt perversely and done wickedly and have rebelled, turning aside from your commandments and ordinances. We have sinned. Let's be real. Let's be real. Can you honestly look at yourself naturally, spiritually, and admit that you have sinned. If you say no, then oh my, you are absolutely the perfect person. God bless you. If you say that yes, I have sinned, you can confess with your mouth that you have sinned, that you have done, that you have dealt perversely, your mind, perverse mind, perverse conversations, and you've done wickedly and have rebelled. Oh, we rebel all the time. Small things, big things, minimal things, we have done them. We have sinned. Daniel's not just talking about himself, but he's talking about an entire group of people, because he recognizes that he's not the only one. There's someone else out there that's listening, even to this broadcast, live or by archive. You've sinned. And I'm not pointing my finger at you. I'm not trying to judge you. But let's be realistic. We have sinned. We've done wrong. We've turned aside from the commandments of God and His ordinances. Neither have we listened to, and we have not heeded to the servants which are the prophets, who spoke in God's name. I can hear the words of an old church song that says, "Get right, church, and let's go home." We expect that when this life is over and we have closed our eyes and rest, that we will wake up on the other side of the flood, waiting outside the pearly gates of heaven to be beckoned in by Jesus Christ. We expect to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." But as we look at our lives on this side, can we say that we've done well, or that we are doing well? Let's go back and look at our lives again. Let's look at it every day. The Apostle Paul says in one of his epistles, he says that I die daily. That does not mean he wakes up and, oh, some tragic instance happens as if this is the movie Groundhog Day. No. He also says that I put my body up under subjection. That means I take a look at myself each and every day, all day long. I put myself under the microscope. And I'm careful about what I do with my life, because my face is to the Lord, seeking Him by prayer, supplication. I deny myself with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I confess my sins, for they are ever before me. So, dear Lord, as David gave us in Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew within me the right spirit. Think on these things.